The year was 1929. The world's most famous baseball player stood at the plate and popped a ball over the grandstands and out of the park. It was Babe Ruth's 500th career home run, and it bounced off a storage building before falling to the street. But this historic play didn't happen on the Sultan of Swat's home turf of Yankee Stadium. That ball fell onto Lexington Avenue on the east side of Cleveland, just outside of League Park, the first home of the Cleveland Indians. Baseball historian Morris Eckhaus calls it hallowed ground.
That's baseball history going back to the early days before the American League, before the National League.
Back to May 1st, 1891, when legendary pitcher Cy Young was on the mound for the park's first game. League Park hosted the 1920 World Series, which the Indians won, thanks in part to the only unassisted triple play in World Series history. Many stars of the game passed through this park, including Ty Cobb, Satchel Paige, and Joe DiMaggio. Sandusky native Ernie Nimmons made many trips there when he was a kid.
My first experience with League Park was around 36 or 37. I saw Ted Williams hit a home run. That was a big thing for me.
League Park was also home to the Cleveland Buckeyes, one of the premier teams in the Negro Leagues, a parallel universe of black players who weren't allowed in the majors due to segregation. But fans of all colors filled the stands, and John Sellers recalls the park was surrounded by a thriving commercial district.
You had movie houses, you had a bowling alley, you had multiple drug stores, grocery stores. It was full of activity.
Until the summer of 1966, when a riot that made national headlines burned down most of those businesses, leaving a devastated community in its wake.
When the riot took place, a big exodus took place, and it didn't help when the industry moved out.
Paula Gist was a little girl in 1966, and she recalls the National Guard troops who came in to quell the violence. It was a strange sight, Gist says, very different from her memories of childhood before that.
Summers off, going to swimming and bike riding and all that. Neighbors cutting grass, planting flowers. It was no different here than it was out in Shaker.
But ever since, her community has been saddled with the image of urban despair, a dangerous place, an abandoned place. Paula Gist is looking to change that. She's president of the League Park Heritage Association, formed 4 years ago to spur the redevelopment of the League Park site. The city is backing the project, which will create a new baseball diamond and associated community fields.
You're going to have the original configuration of the field done. It's going to be beautiful. And it's going to beg for us to do something around it.
Gist envisions stores and restaurants, and a neighborhood that rivals trendier parts of town like Tremont and Ohio City. Sports historian Morris Eckhaus takes that vision even further. He thinks League Park could become an international tourist destination.
This is the same as Civil War battlefields and monuments and other historic places. There's so much history there, and if you don't preserve it and you don't tell people about it, you lose it.
Newton Falls native Ted Tolles hopes that history isn't lost. The 87-year-old played with the Cleveland Buckeyes during the 1940s. His eyes light up with memories of walking out onto that field in its heyday.
You get a glow when you walk in, and you feel like you're in a different world. You get the atmosphere that this is great. What is it? Look at that. I got to play at League Park. Hey, that was a great honor.
It's a feeling that he hopes baseball fans from around the world will one day get to share. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.